Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent today, and we're going to try and fit a lot of information into a very small amount of time. Joining us right now on the phone is Patty Mullen, owner at Organizing Unlimited. And Patty, I got to tell you, I tried to Marie Kondo my whole place, and it just didn't work for me.
Oh, Wendy, thanks for having me on. And I'll tell you, in my industry, we've been doing a lot of recovery work from the Marie Kondo method. So don't be too hard on yourself.
Well, and here's the thing. I am a clutterer, and I don't know if you can answer this, but I really think it's a genetic thing. My sister piles things. I pile things. My dad piled things. What is going on with us?
Well, a lot has to do with the environment that you grew up in and what you were used to having around. So if you were used to seeing things pile up, that's just the way that you ended up living and having your daily life go. But everybody has drop zones. It sounds like your dining room table is your drop zone right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't like having it there.
I hate it. I mean, listen, somebody walks into your house. I see, this is terrible. I am not borderline hoarder. I'm really not. It's not that bad. But when somebody rings your doorbell and you want to go, oh, come in, the dining room table is there in the front of the house. So it's like, hey, let's go sit on the porch.
I know. I get it. And you're not alone. You know, everything is kind of customized to how the layout of your house is. But, you know, that seems like it's the natural place from what you've been saying. So if you're going to keep it there, you know, the first thing you can do is get like one or two baskets and drop stuff in the baskets instead of just laying out on the table. Because as soon as stuff gets containerized, it looks neater. That area looks much neater.
I 100% agree with you, but I am speaking on behalf of a lot of people that were texting yesterday and myself. Mm-hmm. You put it into a nice container and it's there, and then that container just gets pushed off somewhere and I never end up going through it.
Because you have to change your lifestyle and once a week go through that basket and clear it out and put stuff where it belongs. So if you've got like your mail, you're going to go through it once a week, throw out the mail you don't need, anything you need, find a place for it that's not in the basket. So then once a week, you're starting out with a fresh, clean, empty basket.
All right. Now, honestly,
It
sounds like it works. I know it's so basic, like anybody could have said that to me, but it's like cluttering and you can always organize. It's easy to organize. It's the upkeep that is difficult. So what, you just set a goal once a week, you go through these pretty containers that you have, and then you can stay on top of all this?
Well, you also, you know, a lot of what we do is setting up systems and a system that works for you. So, you know, finding a place for that stuff, it's going to be a little unique to how Wendy's mind thinks.
Oh, God, whoever has to deal with that's in trouble.
We're going to need a couple more segments.
I know. But you're right, and I am definitely diagnosed with ADHD. I know everybody's going, really? So that has something to do with it, too, where I start something. Like, for instance, I'm going to, you know, organize something. So I get it started, but then it just sits there, and it's like, I don't want to lose it, so I'm going to leave it on the dining room table where I know where it is.
Absolutely, and a lot of people I work with have ADHD. It's just as soon as I'm working with somebody, after like a half hour, I can tell. And then, you know, we kind of shift gears. And I know that you would probably do really well having everything labeled. So you can easily tell what goes where. Or clear containers would be really good for you. Because you might also be really visual. And then it gets to just maintaining it once the systems are set up. And you're like, okay, this works now. This is going to work.
Now, are you based out of Oak Park, Organizing Unlimited? This is the owner, Patty Mullen, on the line with us.
Yes, I live in Oak Park, but I work all over the Chicagoland area, and there's lots of wonderful organizers in the Chicagoland area.
And is this an ongoing thing, or can you come? I don't even want to let you in my house and look at the table,
to be honest
with you.
No, I always tell people, leave it the way you live so I can see what habits you have and kind of see where a natural drop zone is. Because a lot of people, Wendy, it's the dining room table or it's the kitchen counter.
So it's just, is it just a lack of time or desire to go through things? Because, I mean, my husband goes, if he moves a pile, Patty, I swear I'm going to punch him. Because it's, you know, like, don't put three piles into one pile.
It's a combination of, part of it is your brain's not real interested in doing that.
Yes.
You're interested in doing other things. That's a big part of it.
Well, all right. So where do we begin? Because honestly, I've gotten so many texts yesterday and people have come out of the woodwork saying, I have a drop zone too, a landing area for my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first step? Do we call you? Is this very expensive? Do you have to just come out once or is it an ongoing thing? Is everybody different?
Everybody is different. Sometimes it's a one and done. Some people I'll go and just do a consultation and provide a do-it-yourself program. Other people want, like, give me a jump start, Patty. Just come and get me started, because everybody knows that if they've got somebody from outside working alongside them, things go faster and you don't get distracted. When you're going through your own stuff, you kind of get a little distracted and you start reading something.
Well, yeah.
Our purpose is to get through things quickly so you can see some results, give it a try, see how it's working, and then if something's not working, we fine-tune it.
What percentage of the piles you find are garbage?
Probably 80.
80%,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 80%. Because you know what? If you put stuff in a bag, stick it in a closet before you have company come over, then you end up with three bags in the closet. A year later, you pull those three bags out, dump them out, and say, oh my gosh, I never went through this. By that point, you've dealt with stuff either online or it's stuff you don't need.
Yeah, because you would have found it if you needed it.
Exactly. You would have gone digging for it.
All right,
but
Patty,
right when you get it, you think it's important.
I promise you, I am going to go to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, and I'm going to get some cool little containers, and I'm going to try it, and I'm going to try once a week going through these. And when I fail, which will happen next week, I will call you. How do people reach you, Patty Mullen, owner at Organizing Unlimited?
You guys have my my email, and I get back to people very quickly, so I can receive an email. And before you go to TJ Maxx and buy stuff, look and see what you have around the house that you could use.
Yeah, that's a good point. So do you can listeners reach out to you? How do you Facebook?
Can I diagnose you?
Me?
Now you tell me if I'm right, because if she's planning to go out to TJ Maxx and get containers, what she's really just doing is deferring the work.
No, I'm just going to get other stuff, too. I need containers for my brown sugar and other stuff and a new top.
Let's hear from the expert.
And some jeans and some shoes.
So I like to discourage people from buying too much, because let's work with what's in the house first. I'm sorry, Wendy. I like to shop, too, but...
Well, once I get things under control, then in order to bring something new into the house, I have to get rid of something. Is that what I should
do? It's a really good idea to do that. It's a nice thing to try to practice.
All right. Well, so what can listeners reach out to you? Do they find you on Facebook, or do you not do this for a living?
I do this full-time for a living. I love my job. I get to help people and organize their lives so they have a lot less stress in their life. I love what I do.
So they just need to Google Organizing Unlimited.
They can email me. Yep, and email me.
Okay. All right. Well, Patty, nice to meet you. We're saving your number, and I'm going to keep in touch with you when I fail.
Awesome. Thanks. You guys are a blast.
Thank you, Patty Mullen. And again, you can look for Organizing Unlimited. Mary Vandeveld has a look at weather and traffic right now.